cherish the whole rock as crumb. Till our trophies at last we lay down. We will cleave to the whole rock as crumb. And exchange these from fame for a crown. How great is our God. How great is our God. I will see how great is our God.
I want you to tell God that how great He is. How wonderful He is. Worship Him, bless His holy name. Let's magnify His holy name. He's been very good. He's been very gracious. He's been very merciful. He's been very compassionate. He's been very wonderful. Let's worship Him. If you can kneel down before Him to worship Him, or lay prostrate before Him, to worship the God of gods. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's humble ourselves before God. Let's humble ourselves before our Maker. Let's be thankful unto Him. Let's bless His holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures through all generations. His word is forever settled in heaven. Let's worship Him. He is the God of gods. He is the King of kings. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord that can never be dethroned. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's give Him worship. Let's give Him all the honor, all the adoration. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Then you will talk to God and you say, Father, you have led me through the first half of this year. Please lead me through the second half of this year. In joy, in peace, in progress, in prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to God. Father, you have led me through the first half of this year. I thank you. Please lead me through the second half of this year, oh God. In peace, in joy, in progress, in prosperity, in your goodness, in your graciousness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to God. Say, Father, let the second half of the year be far better than the first half of the year. For me, for my family, for my business, for my career, for my ministry, for my job, for my children, Let the second half be far better than the first half of this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to God. The Bible says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Talk to Him. Father, let the second half of this year, right from this moment, be far better in terms of progress, in terms of success, in terms of prosperity, in terms of victory, in terms of open doors, in terms of promotion. Oh Lord, let this second half be far better than the second half of this year. For me, for my family, for my business, for my ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lastly, you say, Father, I've been hearing people's testimony. Let this month, the seventh month, the month of perfection, the month of completion, let it be my own month of awesome testimony. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Mejeke prondo. Repo repo se pranda la bakushke. Leda lege broske. Repro delega boshke poko repo se pranda yaga boshke. Reman remakushke kon remakushke kon reboboshkende. Father, let this be my own month of testimony. In the name of Jesus. Let my testimony be multiplied. Let it become chains of testimonies. From one testimony to another. From one victory to another. From one favor to another. This very month. This month of completion. This month of perfection. Oh Lord, let this be my month. Let this be my month. It is written, O God, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I declare, this is the month that you have made, because you are my Father, and you delight in my joy. You delight in my well-being, my prosperity. Therefore, I will rejoice. I will be glad. In this month of July, Lord, I will rejoice. I will be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We pray. As we are praised, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. This will be your month. I say this will be your month. In the name of Jesus. You shall rejoice. You shall celebrate. Celebration coming unto your house this month. Celebration is coming to your house this month. I say celebration is coming to your house this month. People will come and rejoice with you. This very month, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever I say, you will not rejoice this month. I command that they be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Let them be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue with us. And magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the people of God say amen powerfully. Amen. I don't hear you say amen. Amen. Shake hands with somebody and say, this is your month of testimony. I will come and rejoice with you. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. We may be sitting. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have been blessed already, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Before we go into Thanksgiving, we want to share briefly from the scriptures. If you turn your Bible with me, I welcome those that are coming for the first time. Welcome, sir. God bless you, Rigo. And I welcome all of you as well. You have been blessed already, and you continue to be blessed. In Jesus' name. 2 Samuel chapter 22. We share briefly from that scriptures before we go into Thanksgiving. We make some confessions. 2 Samuel chapter 22. King David is a man of testimonies. He's a man that have understood the principle of thanking God. So we can title the message, thanking the God that can make you great. Thanking the God that can make you great. You want to agree with me that God made King David great. A shepherd boy was transformed unto a king of a whole nation. Unto a champion, unto a divine champion. He was able to face the champion of God, of Philistines, and was able to conquer Goliath. And he went on being enthroned as king over Judah, and also he was enthroned king over Israel in Hebron. This season, God will enthrone you as king. Amen. Over every challenge of life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But I want to point you to that verse 36 of 2 Samuel chapter 22. David said, you have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness hath made me great. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. I decree that by the gentleness of the Almighty God, you too, you shall be made great. I say by the gentleness of God, you shall be made great. Or should I say, by the gentleness of God, I shall be made great. Hallelujah. Because it is in the hand of the Almighty God to make great. As we have heard in the last study, in the last Sunday service, in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, David confessed in the same place that it is in your hand to make great and to give strength unto all. It is in the hand of the Almighty God to make great and to give strength unto everyone. And David was able to testify in this passage that the gentleness of God has made him great. In other words, because it is in the hand of the Almighty God to make great, God doesn't need to struggle with any man to make the man great. If God just smile on you, if you just experience his smile, or if you just experience his approval, if you just experience his invitation, if you just experience his favor, all of a sudden, you can be made great. And I pray that this season, someone here will experience God's smile. Amen. Someone here will win God's approval. Amen. By God to greatness. Amen. Someone here will experience the favor of the Almighty God. Someone here will explain the favor of the God of Israel. Amen. Someone, the gentleness of God will make you great in Jesus' name. Amen. Moses was another story that was made great by the gentleness of God. Moses was made great by the gentleness of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 33, when you read verse 18 to 22, when Moses was trying to understand God and getting closer to God, he could see that this God is a great God. This God is a wonderful God. This God is incomparable God. His glory is unmatchable. So when he was getting close to God, he prayed that, God, I just want you to show me your glory. I want you to show me your glory. In Exodus 33, and God, because he's a merciful God, he's a gracious God, he said, yeah, nobody can see my face and live, but I will show you a bit of my glory. And by the end of the day, God said that God appeared to Moses. God appeared to him. I pray this season, the Almighty God will appear to you. Amen. Or should I say, the Almighty God will appear to me. The Almighty God will be compassionate upon me. In the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 33, Moses said in verse 19, verse 18, he said, Lord, show me your glory. And verse 19, he pressed for, God answered. God said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. This season, God will say the same thing concerning you. God will say the same thing concerning you. In the name of Jesus. And when you go to chapter 34, the Bible says that God indeed was gracious unto Moses. And in verse 10, God said, behold, I made a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as not been done in all the earth. There is someone here this month. God will do marvel in your life. My God will come in and do marvels in your life. In the name of Jesus. And indeed, he got the Ten Commandments that he has never given to any man before. The Ten Commandments to help a man to walk with God and be perfect. No wonder the Bible says God made his way known unto Moses. He was one of the greatest personalities that ever lived. By the time that God finished with Moses, in Exodus chapter 34, you will come to agree with me, Deuteronomy chapter 34, that God indeed made Moses great. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Look at verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows his grave till these days. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural figure diminished. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand on him. So the children of Israel heeded him, and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now look at verse 10. But since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all his land, and by all that mighty power and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. I say this season, there is someone here that God will do marvels in your life. By the time he finishes with you, among the category of great men, among the record of great men that ever lived, may you be in the category. May your name not be found missing. In the record of great men that ever lived, may your name not be found missing. May my name not be found missing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The good news for you, brethren, that you need to know is that because God is interested in you, because God is interested in you, he has placed in you the first step to greatness. He has placed in you the first step to greatness by making you his child. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody thank God for making you his child. Thank you, Lord, for making me your child. Say it loud and clear. Lord, thank you for making me your child. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 tells us, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called you out of what? Out of darkness. And put you or translate into where? Into the kingdom, into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Now Peter explained further in verse 10. He said, who once were not a people? You are not recognized. You are nobody before. But are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. How many of you have obtained mercy? Shout hallelujah. Declare it to the enemy. Say, I have obtained mercy. I don't hear you. I have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. May that mercy not never be depart from you. May the mercy of God never depart from you. In the name of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. Verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Be as I say. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That seed of greatness has been placed in you by God. That seed of greatness to make it in life, to success, to be successful in life, to be prosperous in life, to be what God ordained you to be in life, to be a global celebrant, a global star. The seed have already been placed in you. That's the good news for you this morning. That the first step to your greatness has been placed inside you. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you encounter the gentleness of the Lord, when you encounter his favor, when God just smiles on you, like he did to Abraham. Abraham was nobody. His lineage was nobody. All of a sudden, out of his family, God just favored him. God just chose him out. He said, get out of your father's house. Because I want to do something with you. I want to do something with you. I want to make you great. May God smile on you this season. May God call you out for greatness this season. May God single you out for greatness in the name of Jesus. By the time that God finished with Abraham in Genesis chapter 24, his servant was able to confess that God has blessed my master greatly. Hallelujah. Very soon, somebody will be able to look at you and say, you are blessed greatly. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know that God can decide to make the least qualified most qualified. The least qualified. David was the least qualified to be anointed as king. In his family, in the Jesse family. The person they thought, the firstborn, the secondborn, third, but they thought should be qualified, was not chosen. But Moses and David, the least qualified, was made the most qualified by the Almighty God. This season, your story will change. Your story will change. That you can find in 1 Samuel chapter 16, 9 to 12. God can pick somebody from any location and make him or her great. God can pick somebody from any location and make him or her great. Who is God going to pick this season to make him great or her great? I think I am in that category. It does not matter where you are. I was listening to God's channel of recent. I had one of the, Garden of Champions, Bishop Oyedepo was mentioning that the day he read this passage, he knew that anywhere he is in the world, he can become great. He knew that anywhere he is in the world, he can become great. He said that settles him, that if he's in Nigeria, he can become great. If he's in Japan, he can become great. If he's in United Kingdom, whether recession or no recession, he can become great. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. I think King James said, God is no respecter of persons. Say to your neighbor, God is no respecter of persons. Then verse 35 says, but in every nation, let somebody say, every nation. UK inclusive. Say it, UK inclusive. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Is accepted. May God smile on you this season. May he give you the key to your greatness. May he reveal the key to your destiny this season to you. In the name of Jesus. No matter where you are, whatever be your location, if you fear him, if you fulfill his condition, if you walk righteousness, you can be accepted with him for greatness. God can decide to put a mysterious key in someone's hand to become great. He can give you a mysterious key to become great. Who says God is going to give a mysterious key to become great? God is going to give me the key to greatness. He gave Joseph dream and the skill of interpretation as a key to greatness. All he gave to Joseph was dream and how to interpret it. Nothing else. And before you know it, he became the prime minister in a strange land. What about David? Just a stone. Just a mysterious stone. Killed a champion. Somebody described a champion of a whole nation. Just a stone. Just slung at him. Just a stone. The key in David's hands was a stone. What about in Moses' hand? The key was a rod. That rod did wonders. It parted the Red Sea. It did wonders. It brought terror to the Egyptians. Turned water to blood. Brought frogs. That key to your greatness, may the Lord deliver to your hands. May the Lord reveal to you. May the Lord lead you to it. May the Lord lead you to that key in the name of Jesus. God can make someone great by anointing him or her specially. Elijah and Elisha were examples. He can make you great by anointing you specially. By the time God finished with Elijah, he was known all through the nation. And same thing, Elisha. Kings and princes were calling him kings, father. I'm asking God this hour to begin to anoint you with a peculiar anointing for your greatness to manifest. I say, be anointed for your greatness to manifest. Receive the anointing for greatness. Receive the anointing for your greatness to manifest. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, I receive. God can promote someone who loves to carry out his assignment with enthusiasm. You like to carry God's assignment with passion, with enthusiasm. God can anoint you for greatness. God can desire to promote you to greatness. As we saw in the life of Paul the Apostle, he was quite so committed to God, very committed to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, he said, the grace of God was upon me, and that grace is not in vain. He did not allow the grace of God to be over his life to be in vain. My brother, my sister, don't allow the grace of God upon your life to be in vain. Don't sit down with the grace of God so that God can take you to greatness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15, he said, I will gladly spend and be spent for the Lord. Nobody spent for the Lord and loses eventually. Because God never holds any man. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Whatever you have sown for his kingdom, this season you will harvest bountifully in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody can become great by association. You can become great by association. And that's why you need to get close to the one that is greater than the greatest. The Almighty God. He's the one that can make you great. So when you are close to Him, you can become great. This season, as you get close to Him, He will begin to reveal greatness to you in Jesus' name. Please know, as we round up, that the covenant of greatness has been released upon you. The covenant of greatness has been released upon you. Genesis 1, 28, God said, be fruitful and multiply. So continue to confess it. Anything that will not allow that covenant to manifest in your life, let God deal with them in Jesus' name. Amen. The seed of greatness is in you. We've mentioned that. The power of imagination to be great is in you. The power of imagination. You need to know that the power of imagination can catapult someone to greatness. Imagination, visions, dreams. That's what catapulted Joseph to greatness. The power of vision can catapult a man to greatness. In Genesis 11, verse 6, God said, these people, that which they have imagined, I can't stop them unless I come to confuse their language. Consistent faith will take you to greatness. Consistent faith. The Bible talks about the elders of faith who through faith wrought righteousness. Hebrews chapter 11, 30 to 33. You are able to attain to greatness because they were consistent in their faith. Hallelujah. You need to stand your ground of faith and going to hope that which God has promised, He will bring it to pass. Even when Abraham has not seen the promise, the Bible says he hoped against hope. Romans 5, verse 5. And you need to know also that your case is not too hard for God or too late for God to handle. Hallelujah. Your case is not too late for God to handle. Even in death, your case is not too late for God to handle. Hallelujah. Because He's the God of all flesh. And there's nothing too hard for Him to do. God owns everything. That's why you need to have assurance that He can make you great. In Exodus chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, the profit of the heart is for all. God did not lay the profit of the heart just for some category of people. The profit of the heart is for how many people? For all. Let somebody say, the profit of the heart is for me. The profit of the heart is for me. So I can attain to greatness. And finally, God has envisaged that enemy will stop on your way to greatness. Can hinder you on your way to greatness. So He has assured that in Exodus 23, verse 22, and Genesis 12, verse 3, that He will be an enemy to your enemy. He will be an enemy to your enemy. He will be an adversary to your adversary. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Thanking God that can make you great. And that's why you need to thank Him constantly. You need to worship Him. If you worship Him and He just smile on you, He can make you great. And this is your season of greatness. And He will make you great. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let somebody say, God will make me great. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want you to write down this point of confession for your greatness. Number one, we have to be fast because of time. My name shall not be missing in the book of greatness, in Jesus' name. Write, my name shall not be missing in the book of greatness, in Jesus' name. Number two, the door to my greatness shall be swung open this season, in Jesus' name. Always mention the name of Jesus as you declare it. The door to my greatness shall be swung open this season in Jesus' name. Number three, every power that has been injuring my greatness be destroyed in Jesus' name. Number four, every power that has been hindering my greatness be destroyed. In Jesus' name, IJN. You can write IJN for in Jesus' name. Number four, every snare, S-N-A-R-E, of my life, and every trap of my destiny and greatness be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Every snare of my life and every trap of my destiny and greatness be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Number five. Okay. The fire of heaven that was upon baby Jesus that did not allow King Herod to carry out his plans against him should destroy. The fire of heaven that was upon baby Jesus that did not allow King Herod to carry out his plans against him should destroy every contrary plan against my greatness and my children's greatness. In Jesus' name, IJN. The fire of heaven that was upon baby Jesus that did not allow King Herod to carry out his plans against him should destroy every contrary plan against my greatness and my children's greatness. Number six now. I receive divine power to see and overthrow any lion that may want to face me now or later in my life. IJN. I receive divine power to see and overcome any lion that may want to face me now or later in my life. In Jesus' name. Number seven, every tongue that has been blocking my greatness become functionless in Jesus' name. Number eight, every tongue that has been blocking my greatness become functionless in Jesus' name. Number eight, everything you shorthand or what you call to write, everything that has been working against my greatness shall receive automatic failure from now on. In Jesus' name, everything that has been working against my greatness shall receive automatic failure from now on. In Jesus' name. Number nine. Where the supernatural meets the natural bows. Where the supernatural meets the natural bows. Every natural implication against my name be terminated by supernatural power from heaven. Be terminated by supernatural power from heaven. In Jesus' name. Every natural implication against my name or my greatness be terminated by supernatural power from heaven. In Jesus' name. Then, two or three more. The Heavenly Father will single me out for such greatness that men cannot explain. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, single me out for such greatness that men cannot explain. In Jesus' name. And you can add two or three more from Friday prayers. I will move from greatness to greatness. Father, you will take me from greatness to greatness. Every day in the name of Jesus. And the last one, Father, let me experience complete greatness. Greatness without any buts. Let me experience complete greatness. Greatness without any buts. In the name of Jesus. May we stand to our feet. I just want you to make those confessions just once as we go to pray now. because of time. Thank you, Jesus. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you will have invited Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior, so that the confession can be realized in your own life. So, brethren, so go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. My name shall not be missing in the book of greatness. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my name shall not be missing in the book of greatness. The door to my greatness shall be swung open this season in the name of Jesus. Every power that has been hindering my greatness, my acceleration be destroyed in Jesus' name. Every snare of my life and every trap of my destiny and greatness be destroyed now in Jesus' name. The fire of heaven that was upon baby Jesus that did not allow King Herod to carry out his plan against him should destroy every contrary plan against my greatness and my children's greatness in Jesus' name. I receive divine power to see and overcome any lion that may want to face me now or later in my life in Jesus' name. Every tongue that has been blocking my greatness become functionless in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been working against my greatness shall receive automatic failure from now on in Jesus' name. When the supernatural meets the natural bows, every natural implication against my name be terminated by God's supernatural cry from heaven in Jesus' name. The Heavenly Father will single me out for such greatness that men cannot explain in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, you will take me from greatness to greatness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I receive complete greatness. Greatness without any but attached to it. Without any but. I receive complete greatness. I receive complete greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. All the confession of your children, O God, begin to bring them to pass. In the name of Jesus, begin to bring them to manifestation, O God, in this seventh month of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God single you out for greatness. In the name of Jesus. May you go from greatness to greatness. In the name of Jesus, may you experience complete greatness. Complete greatness. Complete greatness. May you experience complete greatness. Greatness without any but attached in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let's give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Amen.